This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States intends to revoke the Houthi movement's terrorist designation in response to Yemen's humanitarian crisis, reversing one of the Trump administration's most criticized last-minute decisions. The move was confirmed by a State Department official a day after U.S. President Joe Biden declared a halt to U.S. support for the Saudi Arabia-led military campaign in Yemen, which is widely seen as a proxy conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Iran's foreign minister urged Washington to act fast to return to the nuclear accord, pointing out that legislation passed by Parliament forces the government to harden its nuclear stance if U.S. sanctions are not eased by February 21st. Mohammad Zarif also referred to elections in Iran in June. If a hardline president is elected, this could further jeopardize the deal. Access to loans on favorable terms will be crucial to Africa's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Saturday. The president, who is the outgoing chair of the African Union, told the Bloc summit that even though the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have deployed significant financial resources for the coronavirus outbreak response, more needed to be done. Italy's League leader Matteo Salvini said the right-wing party would decide next week whether to back a government led by Mario Draghi, but that common ground had emerged in discussions on Saturday. Salvini was speaking to reporters after meeting with Draghi, the former European Central Bank chief. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the United States, the administration of President Joe Biden is exploring every option for increasing manufacturing of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, which is under regulatory review. Leaders added that currently expected levels of early doses were less than hoped. The White House has invoked the Defense Production Act to help Pfizer ramp up COVID-19 vaccine production and says that every option is on the table to produce more Johnson & Johnson vaccine should it be authorized. Mainland China reported 12 new COVID-19 cases on February 5th, down from 20 cases a day earlier and the lowest daily increase since December 17th, the National Health Authority said on Saturday. The National Health Commission, in a statement, said four of the new cases were locally transmitted and that the number of local transmissions was the lowest since December 22nd. Britain will test all travelers arriving in the country twice for COVID-19 in an attempt to control the spread of new variants of the virus, the Telegraph newspaper reported. The government previously announced quarantine measures starting February 15th for people entering the country from COVID-19 hotspots. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told China's top diplomat in a phone call Friday that the United States will stand up for human rights and democratic values in Xinjiang, Tibet, and Hong Kong, the State Department said. Blinken also pressed China to condemn the military coup in Myanmar. And he reaffirmed that Washington will work with allies to hold China accountable for efforts to threaten stability in the Indo-Pacific, including across the Taiwan Strait, the department said. And the U.S. government has ended a controversial deal with Guatemala that sent asylum seekers processed at the U.S.-Mexico border to the Central American country to await hearings. And this is what Guatemala's foreign ministry said in a statement. The ministry added it had been informed by U.S. officials of the cancellation of the program that was negotiated under the administration of former President Donald Trump. And U.S. President Joe Biden plans to raise the refugee cap for the current fiscal year to 62,500. That's a sharp increase from the 15,000 set by former President Donald Trump. That's according to two people familiar with the move, and they were speaking to Reuters. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.